for Who Has Podcast. Let's get it on. I mean, only if you want to. No pressure. Sorry, that sounded kind of awkward. This is just a podcast, so, you know, everybody relax.
Hello! Welcome to the Ha Ha's for Hoo Ha's podcast. My name is Anna Lynn Thomas. I am the founder of Ha Ha's for Hoo Ha's. I am here with Susanna Lewis of Whoa Susanna. We are coming live from the Gaylord
Opryland.
Opryland Hotel in Nashville,
Tennessee.
Is Gaylord like a really fierce name?
It doesn't sound fierce.
It's like, I'm at the Gaylord. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's pretty harsh.
Yeah?
Yeah. So, I don't know. Anyway, so we're here. I'm here with her for the first time. We're in person. We're sharing the mic. We're uncomfortably close.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, making the best out of it, to be honest.
Do I stink? Well, do I smell funny? I don't know. We're like really close. This should be like a video cast, not a podcast.
I know.
I can like feel your arm.
Yeah, our arms are actually pressed up against each other.
They are.
So today we are going to talk about, Susanna and I were both born in 81.
Yes.
And we want to talk about what it was like to be an 80s kid. So if you were also an 80s kid, mm-hmm. then this is going to be a really fun podcast because we're going to go back and we're going to reminisce on some shit.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. Let's do it.
Okay. Well, should we tell them a little bit about what we did in Nashville first?
I guess. Go ahead.
Okay. So I flew in yesterday.
Yeah.
And I decided, Susanna said we were going to go downtown. So I decided to just fly in my sassy boots that were, had a heel. And then we went downtown and Susanna was like, let's go up here and go to this.
We don't have to bring all that
let's
up.
Let's go to this one place I like.
We don't have to
and
do
so
all
then
that.
It was like four. We like did a square.
I got us
but
there.
But they were all hills.
Well, that's not my fault.
Okay.
I didn't like lay out the geography, but I got us there, right?
Right. Okay. She did.
Yeah.
So then we ended up at Tootsie's.
Yeah.
And we wanted, it was so hot, so muggy, and so we wanted to kind of sit outside but still be by the music but still be able to talk and stuff like that. So we got the security guy to let us take these chairs outside.
Uh-huh.
We were sitting outside.
Uh-huh.
We kind of met some characters. You want to talk about Deb?
Oh, yeah, let's talk about Deb.
Okay, so Deb.
Let's talk about Deb.
Deb was probably in her 50s.
I wouldn't say 50s.
What?
48-ish.
Okay.
Late she just 40s. Looked like she lived a hard life.
Like she's seen some stuff.
She's seen some things.
Yeah, she knows a hard time.
She's got some secrets.
If you were to sit down with her and interview her, she'd tell you some stuff that would
blow your mind,
uh-huh. make you cry a little bit. Real short haircut, wearing some nice tight fitted jeans.
A teardrop blouse,
real mm-hmm. short haircut. And mm-hmm. then there was a staircase by us outside, and she came down, and Susanna was like, hold on, she's ripe.
I did say ripe. Yeah. She was ripe.
She's like, she's ripe.
She was ripe.
So we were like, okay, so first of all, she ignores us the first time around that she shows up, but then she kept kind of popping up.
Yeah.
So pretty soon, all of a sudden, we're arm to arm right now. And I don't know if her name was Deb, but she was arm to arm to me.
She looked like a Deb.
Yeah, she looked like her name was Deb.
And she was in our personal space.
Big time.
Yeah.
So she leans over to me and she's like, how do you get out of this place? And I got really confused because we're actually like in the exit.
We're at the exit.
So I go, how do you get out of this place? And she goes, that's a joke. I was like, oh, that was a good one.
It was a terrible joke. Yeah. It wasn't even a joke.
So while she's talking to me, though, I was actually posting a picture on my social media of me and Susanna outside, which, by the way, where I have like a freaky hand.
Yeah.
I have to say that picture got like a really puny amount of likes. You guys should be ashamed
11.
Of yourselves. Yeah. It was like 11.
Yeah.
Like that, like it was almost like I posted a picture of my poop.
It was like one leg for every finger you had.
Yeah, it was so sad.
It was sad.
So you guys need to go back to that photo and put some likes on it. So anyway, please. I was about to upload it, and she's like, don't put my picture on social media. I was like, Deb, you're not on this. I was like, I didn't take your picture. I'm not putting you on social media. She's like, don't put me on social media. And she's like, I don't need an ATM. And I go, you need an ATM? There's an ATM inside. She's like, no, I kept my word. And I was like, you did? You kept your word about what? She's like, I kept my word with the ATM. I go, well, the ATM's inside. And she's like, where? I kept my word.
What? We and still so don't then, know what word
yeah,
she
we
kept.
Still don't know what she was talking about. Because I was like, did you keep your word that you wouldn't pull out money at the ATM? Did you tell people you were going to meet him at the ATM? She said, I don't know.
It was a
riddle. My word.
It was a riddle, but she kept her word.
Yeah. So I was like, okay. Did she say anything else? Something happened because then I left. No. Yeah,
she,
I left.
She said lots of things, but we didn't know what she was saying. Yeah, because so it was like mush mouth.
The only thing that I could understand was ATM and...
I kept my word.
I kept my word. Mm-hmm. And then, so I was like... Okay, so, you know, where are your friends at? So she just sat next to her. She's like, I kept my word. And I was like, yeah, I know. You kept your word, so just keep on keeping it. Mm-hmm. So then I think I went to the bathroom. I left, and Deb
was gone.
You
didn't leave me alone with her, though.
Well, how did I miss? Because I wasn't there when you told her to leave.
Yeah, you were.
I just wasn't
she
paying
said,
attention.
Where's the exit? I said, you can leave right there. And she got offended because, like, I was telling her to leave.
And then she just left.
But I was just answering her question.
But then we were nervous. She was, so then we were, so apparently I must have been posting my, I was, must have been checking my likes. Like, yeah. This is some bullshit. Nobody's
it was
liking this.
Up to 8 at that point.
No, less. I think it was 1.
4. Yeah. Minus
and
3.
And then I was like, so then all of a sudden I turn around, like, Deb's gone. And I was like, what happened to Deb? She's like, well, I told her. She
kept her
one,
word.
Yeah. It's like, I told her the exit's right there. So she left. And so then I kind of just saw, like, her butt off into the distance, like, in the alley, leaving.
She stumbled into an alley. It was like an episode of The First 48 or something. It was like, only bad
that
things have
like,
come.
That was like the beginning of the end
it
of
was.
Deb.
If you see a woman stumbling into an alley, it's something bad is going
to
happen.
So we've been thinking about her all day. We're like, I don't know what happened to Deb, but I bet she woke up with some regrets.
She had some regrets.
But
she kept her word.
She kept her word, but she's like, oh, no. Mm-mm. I can't believe I did that last night.
She doesn't even know what she did.
That's the.
I can't believe she left the house in that teardrop shirt. That was her first problem.
Well,
she kept fondling herself while she was speaking. Remember?
Well,
she
I don't
was
think
like,
she was. I don't think that teardrop shirt. I don't think that teardrop shirt was something that she's like wears normally.
It was her going out clothes.
Like I think normally she's kind of in like a t-shirt
NASCAR.
Yeah, and then that was like her going out clothes, so she was kind of probably getting her boobs in order. And then she left, and like God knows what happened to Deb.
Saw her leaving an alley. That's like a police report. When was the last time you saw Deb? She was stumbling into an alley. Isn't it?
Yeah, what was she wearing? Well, she was wearing some pretty tight jeans and a teardrop shirt.
She kept her word.
But she kept her word. Whatever it was, she kept it.
Bless
and that's,
her.
That's the thing that matters
she may,
the most.
She may be a fan. She may be listening right now. Deb. If you can hear us, give us a call.
And you didn't realize at the time who you were talking to.
Mm-mm.
She's like, mm-mm. You're not Will Susanna, are you? I was like, oh, God. Here we go again. So then we ended up leaving.
Yeah.
And we came back to the Gaylord.
Gaylord.
And Susanna... I've been at a Holiday Inn that has 24-hour room service, but this place doesn't. It ends at like midnight, and we needed a burger. And so we realized that they didn't have a burger. So Susanna was like on a mission. We were in our pajamas.
House shoes.
Yeah, she's in her house shoes, which if you're not Southern, means that they were just fuzzy slippers. And you guys don't call them slippers, they're just house shoes?
No, they're house shoes.
If I say slippers, you know what I'm talking about, right?
I do, but I don't approve of it. It's house shoes. Even if you wear them to the grocery store, they're house shoes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. So, anyway, we go up, and there's just this poor kid behind the desk, working the night shift, sees our crazy. Well, we were probably wild-eyed too, right?
Yeah.
So Susanna goes up and she's like, I need a Dr. Pepper and I need fries.
It's like a drive-thru.
Yes.
He's like the concierge.
you were talking loud like he was the machine.
I'm sorry.
You're like, I'm going to need some fries and a large Dr. Pepper. And he's like, well, we don't have any fries. You did the impression pretty good about what he said. Because then I guess they have like.
He said, we don't have no fries. I said, what? Potato chips? Yeah, we can get you some potato chips. You got to go up 2 escalators to the right, and you can get you some potato chips. We ain't got no fries.
And then you were like, let me talk to your manager.
I said, this is ridiculous. Let me talk to your manager. She right here. She was standing right there. She said, no, we can get you no fries.
Yeah. So we went to this up 2 escalators and to the right. And we
forgot about the burgers, though.
Was that
we
after?
Had already gotten? I had 2 burgers in my hand. That's why I wanted the fries.
Okay. So Susanna was out of her mouth. She was saying, I need to get a burger. I need a burger right now. And we started walking.
Manna from heaven.
It was like manna from heaven. We literally bumped into a man who had bags of hamburgers.
He did.
And he's like, do you girls want some burgers? Okay.
It was divine intervention.
It was divine intervention. So Zeta was like, yeah. So she grabbed 3. Uh-huh. I grabbed 2.
Uh-huh.
And then he kind of leaves. And then we kind of have buyer's remorse. Like, we should have got more.
Why
didn't we just get the whole bag? Like, why are we being modest? We're trying to be ladylike.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, we didn't want to just get the whole bag.
Right.
So then, Suzette, you went back to him and you got another one, I think.
Then I went to the guy for the fries and he said, go get your chips. So we went and got some Cheetos and a chocolate truffle. And then I said, I'd already eaten my 2 burgers. And I was like, I need another burger to go with my chips.
Yes.
So let's go back to the lobby and see if the man still has burgers.
So we saw the guy in the lobby with his bags of burgers.
Yeah.
Kind of laying on the couch. But now I'm starting to be like, okay, now I'm nervous because we've already kind of bugged him.
I wasn't nervous.
No, she wasn't nervous. No. So Susanna pops up behind a column.
Yeah.
He doesn't see her coming.
Yeah.
And she's like, excuse me, sir, sir, sir. And he's like, oh, God, not these girls are back. It's like, so did you just ask for more burgers?
I said, excuse me, sir, can I have another burger? And he said, no, I'm holding them for some people. I've got some people coming.
Okay, because he was mad. Because there was 3 times that you bugged him. That's what I forgot. The second time you asked him for fries. And that's when he said he gave it to the cab driver.
He gave his fries to the cab driver.
And that pissed us off. I was like, who does that?
No one.
What do you mean you gave your fries to the cab driver?
No, no.
That's bullshit.
That was.
So then he was like, no, I'm saving them for somebody else. And you're like, oh.
Oh, thanks.
Then we left.
There was nobody else.
There was nobody else. He was just being bitter.
Done. He was done with us.
He was done with us. He was bitter.
He probably threw like 8 burgers away.
So long story short, it was like 2 o'clock in the morning and we ate like 4 burgers apiece and then.
No fries.
Woke up. I don't think I felt that great about myself in the morning. Because I think at that convenience store, I even got myself like a lemon poppy seed cake.
Yeah, you got some kind of muffin.
It was good.
Some confections.
Yeah, it was really good. I did get some confections. You got like a real fancy one for like $10.
It was like a $9 truffle. It was the size of a Hershey Kiss. It was pretty good, though.
No, you loved it, but it was tiny and expensive.
It was tiny and expensive, Gaylord. Robin fault.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you fell for that one.
I did.
Okay, so we're going to talk about the 80s today, because we grew up in the 80s. Now, it's kind of funny, because when you try to recall being a kid in the 80s, it's difficult, because your memory really kind of kicks in more when you're 10 and up.
Right.
But we still got enough here.
We've got a list.
Yeah, we've got a list.
Yeah.
First and foremost, can we talk about the jellies?
Yeah, let's talk about
it. Now, I know you loved your jellies.
They killed my pinky toe. Like, I still have a deformed pinky. You want to look at it? You're right here.
Let me see.
Well, we're upside down. I can't get my house shoe off.
It's like tucked behind your other toe.
Thanks, jellies.
her pinky toe.
Wait, I don't know what I'm doing.
Her pinky toe is tucked.
It is.
It's tucked behind her other toe.
It's like, that could keep me out of the military.
Her toe.
That toe.
Her toes kind of look like Uma Thurman in Kill Bill. Hey. You guys know when Uma Thurman is in the pussy wagon trying to will her feet to move?
It doesn't look that. It's got some issues, but not like Uma Thurman Kill Bill issues.
Okay.
But that's thanks to the jellies.
Okay. So, mm-hmm. And they made our feet stink.
They did make our feet stink.
Yeah, like really bad.
Like hot, sweaty plastic.
I only had one pair, and they were the clear kind. I had the clear ones. Did you have like a colored kind?
I had tons.
Tons of different jellies.
Yeah, you got them out of a bin at Walmart.
Yeah.
I had purple with sparkles embedded in them, like pink and clear.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so that was...
They hurt like crap.
Yeah, no, they do.
But they look so cute.
Yeah, we're styling.
With stirrup pants.
With stirrup pants, yes. Mm-hmm. I think I had a black pair and a green pair, I know for sure, that I can remember.
Mm-hmm.
You had multiple colors.
I had tons.
Tons?
Yeah, I had a corduroy pair.
They made corduroy stirrups? I didn't know that.
Yeah, they did. It's like I was wearing my couch with like a foot handle. I'm not kidding. They were pink corduroy. And they had like a matching unicorn shirt with like... sparkles, you know, like in the 80s they like throw paint on stuff and it looked good.
Yeah
I love that. I wore it for picture day.
Oh my gosh, I know I had like a pink teddy bear sweatshirt that I wore the crap out of that, and then I had these green pleated pants that I love too. And my mom just let me do it. I don't know why she didn't intervene, but she just let me do it. And then I had black stirrups. Yeah, I wouldn't say it was my most fashionable time period.
It wasn't.
Then we had, did you guys have a Game Boy? Because I remember the Christmas where I opened it up and it was a Game Boy.
Yes.
And I was screaming with delight. Uh-huh. Tetris. I remember I saved my money and I went to the store and I bought like a Bart Simpsons game, even though I wasn't.
I had the Bart Simpsons.
Did you?
I did.
With like the Juggernauts. Do you remember that?
He had like spray paint. He could spray paint and stuff. Do you remember that?
No, I think I had like the Juggernauts game where he would like, it was almost like, oh my gosh, this is 80s. Wait, is it 80s? Is American Gladiator 80s?
Yes.
Do you remember American Gladiators?
Yeah. And then like push each other off of like big plastic.
Zap.
Yeah.
Do you remember Lace? She was like worthless.
Yes.
Everybody
else. I don't know if she was worthless, but I remember.
No, everybody else like Zap, these women were like, built just brick houses, and then Lace just looked like a normal woman. She always lost. Lace was so pathetic. Lace. She'd be on the rings, you know what I mean, like trying to like intimidate the women coming across, and the woman would just knock her off like it was nothing. I'm like, you know what, Lace,
how do you remember her name?
I just remember the show. I loved it. There was Nitrous.
I remember Nitrous, yeah.
And Lance. Never... I think there was Lance.
I don't know if I remember Lance.
Maybe it wasn't. I just remember the men. Yeah, and these poor people would just go up against these gladiators. And then they would do that one where they would like shoot. It was almost like they would shoot like Nerf balls at
them. Yep. I remember that. I don't remember their names, though. That's impressive that you remember
Lace,
the names.
Lace
we should Google her and see what she's doing
I'm
now.
I'm looking at Lace. Let's see. Probably, you know, I bet... Lace is into drugs now.
That's stereotypical. Don't say that.
Well, I hate to say it, but what else? Where is
it? Look, it popped right up. Look, you're not the first one. Yep.
That's what I'm
looks
kind of
Richard Simmonsy.
She's not. Yeah, look.
Richard Simmonsy.
She's tiny. Uh-oh, she went on Penthouse.
Of course she did.
Of course she did. That was after her stint. That's after her little stint on meth.
Well, where is she now? Where is Lace now? Like working at a Kmart somewhere?
I'm going to actually Google that.
Where
is Lace American Gladiators now?
Looks going to pull up a...
That's just images. Hold on.
Let's see here. Hold on.
Where are they now? Uh-oh. Here we go.
Gemini.
Here we go. Darone McBee.
Malibu.
He looks... disgusting. I don't even remember him.
That's not a person.
He's gross.
Oh, God.
Okay, her name was Marissa Lace. After appearing in 59 episodes, the ironically Canadian-born pair, or Lace, number one to American Gladiator fans, made one appearance on the TV show Renegade.
Renegade.
With fellow former Gladiator Michael Horton. According to the IMBD.com, she resurfaced in 1997 on an episode of Clueless.
What?
Pear, whose given name is Roebuck, married actor Michael Pear in 1986. In 1987, she appeared as fashion show coordinator in The Woman's Club, a movie in which her then-husband starred before the two were divorced. Pear was one of two gladiators posed nude for Playboy.
Well, look, it left us hanging after 1988.
Yeah, like, I need more information. Like,
I need to know where she is, like, now. I need, like, a GPS.
Zap kicked your ass.
Sunny.
I barely remember Sunny.
I don't remember Sunny. She didn't get any play.
Okay, forget it.
But, like, really, Lace is probably, like, she could have been Deb last night that we saw.
What if Lace got her hair cut really short?
She was kind of built. Deb?
I bet it was Lace. Washed up.
That was her.
Washed up.
She kept her word.
Ripe. She was ripe.
She was ripe.
Oh, my goodness.
It could be.
Okay, so...
They were at least cousins.
Yeah, exactly.
At least. Or they'd been to, like, you know, a reunion together or something.
I wish we would have gotten a selfie with her. We weren't thinking.
I said it after the fact.
Okay, so along with the Game Boys, mm-hmm. which we didn't really talk about that very much, but that was pretty awesome.
Yeah.
We played it. Of course I did. We uh-huh. thought it was, like, the best technology that ever existed.
Uh-huh.
Nintendo,
yeah.
Of course.
Yeah.
Super Mario, obviously. Have you played Super Mario recently?
Yes.
And how annoying it is with how slow the jump is?
Yes, I have. I played it this summer. We have it on the Wii.
Yeah, so, like, the jump takes, like, 3 seconds to actually, like, jump into the air.
It does.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm really attracted to my husband because he knows how to get, like, multiple lives. Like, he knows how to do the jump, press BA, start at the same time.
Yeah.
And I never knew that, like, when, you know, playing the game. He's like, watch this. Ding, 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 ding. And he had, like, you know, mushroom times, like, 743. And I was
That would probably turn
you.
Me. That would probably
it
turn
was.
Me on, too.
I was like, back off, ladies. That's my man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I kind of remember Sega. I had a Sega. I remember that more than Nintendo. My brother was big into of course, there was the one where you shot the ducks.
Duck Hunt. Duck Hunt, yeah.
That one was fun. That was cool. That's cool technology. Mm-hmm. Back then, especially. That was pretty crazy.
Yeah. I loved my Nintendo.
Okay. Of course, we have to say this one. New Kids on the Block.
Yeah.
A big one with high school in the 90s, but... By the time we were in high school, a lot of people mentioned New Kids on the Block. But once we were in high school, we were done with them.
No, it's old news. Who was your favorite?
Okay, it was Jordan, which I'm ashamed because he had a rat's tail, and I knew he did, and I loved him anyway.
Mine was Jonathan. I like Jonathan,
the gay one.
He's not.
You would. Oh, he is.
No, he's not.
Do you really not?
Jordan's brother.
You don't know he's gay.
He's not.
I'm going to Google it and I'm going to show you.
Well, you know what, though? I got stuck with him because all the others were taken. Like, my friends all had picked their others, you know? Is that him?
No, that's a guy named Jonathan Gay.
Jonathan Gay is an American computer programmer.
And
entrepreneur.
No, he's gay. He's coming
up. Oh, my God. He got beat up.
He got beat up for being gay.
Oh, wasn't it cute, though? I don't care. It ain't cute.
Well,
it's got a leather jacket.
That's kind of like how my favorite was Lance Bass.
Get that pic. That's gross. He's got blood seeping out of his face.
You want me to move on? Get out of this.
Yeah. Well, see, all my friends had the other ones taken. Nobody wanted Danny.
Danny, no. He was like the Chris Kirkpatrick of New Kids on the Block. Kind of had like a monkey face, kind of.
He did have
a
monkey
he
face.
Did.
It
no.
was very, very, what's the word?
He wasn't cute.
Ape-like. Yeah,
yeah, very. It so was. He, nobody liked him. Uh-uh. And then everybody who was the baby? Who was,
Joey.
Joey. Everybody I was like, I'm a big girl. I ain't going for Joey. Mm-mm. That was dumb.
Mm-mm.
So mine was Jordan, and he had that nasty-ass rat's tail, and I knew it wasn't okay. I was like, I'm going to grow up to regret this, but I just went for it. I mean, okay. I think no regrets. I think he's pretty handsome now.
Yeah, he's doing okay. He's doing okay. And the Wahlberg.
Yeah, he's doing much better than everybody else.
He's doing all right, yeah.
I just can't believe Mark Wahlberg was Marky Mark. How is that possible? That Marky Mark, douchey, feel it, feel the vibration, grew up to be one of the like sexiest
I've never liked movie his face. Stars. I've never liked his face, though. I don't like his face.
Like, you don't like really good-looking faces?
His face is not good-looking, Anna.
What?
Mark Wahlberg's face?
Yes!
He's okay. He'll like do in a pinch, but no. It's not like Matthew McConaughey face or nothing.
What?
Uh-uh. He looks good from the neck down. I mean, he's okay. I'm not saying he's disgusting. I don't know. His nose holes aren't proportionate or something.
His nose holes? Now I have to Google him.
Now you got to Google him. I don't want to look at him, to be honest.
That is how hideous you think he...
Mark I didn't Wahlberg say he was hideous. He's not hideous.
Sexy as hell.
He's not hideous. He's okay.
Oh, good gravy.
No, I mean, that's okay. Like, put him in, like, an apron at, like, CVS pharmacy or something.
Look how hot he is right here.
He's okay.
Oh my goodness.
I just don't see gracious. It. I don't see it. I don't see it.
What?
Okay, you guys. He's okay.
Back me up, listeners. This is ridiculous.
He's all right.
Excuse me. Okay. Hypercolor shirts.
Yeah.
Did that cross over into the 90s, though? No, I don't think it did.
I had him in elementary school. Like, I'd be on the playground getting sweaty and, like, it'd be hot pink in my pits. Oh, your shirt is so cool. I'm like, you know that's perspiration, right? And I was a fat kid. I'm not going to kid. So, like, I had, like, you know, muffin top, hot pink around my belly and on my pits. It was cute.
Oh my god, that visual is so good.
I'm not
good.
Kidding. I have like a picture. I have a picture of me like with spots and like handprints where my friend like slapped me on the back, pushing me on the swing.
Oh, so true.
It was such a stupid invention, but I mean.
Oh, we gobbled it up. I mean, people were like obsessed with it.
It was like Under Armour.
I'm surprised it really hasn't come back in some other kind of way.
We're more hygienic these days.
Okay, Mall Madness.
Oh my gosh. Did you have Mall Madness?
I remember playing it. I didn't own it.
Oh,
what happened with it?
Best. Okay, you had a credit card. It was the board game.
Yeah.
And it was a mall.
Yeah.
And you got credit cards and you had to like swipe your card and go in and buy things. I don't remember what the objective to the game was. Was it to spend money or save money?
See, I don't know. That's a C.
Or you had to go to, like, different stores and purchase different things. Like, you had a list.
Mm-hmm.
It was a really cool game. What about Dream Phone? Did you have Dream Phone?
I did not have Dream Phone.
Oh, my gosh. And you, like, have dates with these guys? Like, you pick a card and have, like, a dreamy guy and you call him?
Yes!
He's like, sorry, I'm not in right now. And you're like, damn it! And then you call back and you're like, hey, what you doing? It was, like,
I remember that, and they were really cute.
They were cute. They all had, like, flybacks and sweaters.
Yes!
So cute.
Yes!
It's like, it should be an episode on, like, a Chris Wallace to catch a predator series or something. Because think about it, a bunch of 8-year-old girls calling these pictures of these like 18-year-old boys.
We were so naive back then to the dangers.
And then the phone would ring like in the middle of the game.
Yes, yes.
He's like, oh my gosh, who is it? Who's it going to be? Is it Chad?
It's going to be
Chad.
Please
be Chad.
I hope it's Chad.
And it wouldn't. It'd be like Danny Wood calling. Or Mark Wahlberg's
ugly face. You're like, his nostrils are off center.
Something's not right. I don't know. He's okay.
I mean, he's older now, but his Calvin Klein ads.
Yeah, he looked good younger. I think he just kind of looks like an old... See, that looks like somebody that's like looking at you across a parking lot.
Let the man be 50.
Okay.
I'll take that.
Okay, take it.
At 50.
Take it.
All day long. Mm-hmm. Then some. Mm-hmm. Then at nighttime.
Mm-hmm.
Then the next day.
Okay.
Walkmans.
Yeah, I had a Walkman.
Oh, yeah, I had a Walkman.
Who didn't?
I remember I had Ace of Base. That was 90s, of course.
Mm-hmm.
I remember one of my first cassette tapes was Amy Grant.
Yes, I had Amy Grant.
Her first one where it's like a black and white.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, oh God, what were the songs? I have it on the, okay. Stay for a while.
Yes.
Remember the days gone by.
Yeah.
Cause I love your company. Oh, stay.
That's it.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, I haven't thought of that in forever. Yeah.
Yeah. what else did we listen to? We're pretty young, so it's not like our parents were like letting us listen to whatever we wanted.
I had the New Kids on the Block tape. I had the Hangin' Tough tape.
Yeah.
Tiffany, I Think We're Alone Now. I had that tape.
You know, I talked about her in my last podcast because I went to Tiffany and tried to be her personal assistant. She said she was going to call me and she never did.
No.
I've never told you that story.
No.
Well, I'm not going to repeat it because it was in the last podcast, but I'll tell you afterwards.
Okay.
I saw her at a concert. She was in some like really sad honky-tonk bar that nobody was at. And then she played. And then I had her. So there was like probably 10 of us close up to the stage because there was like no crowd and I felt really bad for her. And she started singing.
I think we're alone now. And nobody was there.
And women. Yeah, exactly.
Really
and so that. Women were throwing up their like Sharpie markers and their first cassette tape for her to sign it. And she was signing it while she was singing the song. And it was hard for her to do because she was holding the microphone. So I could tell she was like being really gracious but a little irritated. Well, I wanted in on the action, but I couldn't get the Sharpie. So all my friend had was like a Bic pen. See, like the like you know about Bic pens and they don't work. So and I didn't have a piece of paper, so I just gave her my arm. And it didn't work on my arm, so she ended up, like, trying. She's like, I think we're alone now. And, like, making me bleed with my Bic pen on my arm.
Shut up.
So, anyway, at the very end, she had, like, a meet and greet thing where she was, like, meeting everybody. And I said that I just graduated from college, and I think you need a personal assistant, and I'd love to be it. And she goes, I'm actually looking for one. Give me your name and number. And I lost my shit. And then I wrote my name and number on a receipt. And she never called me.
And gave it to Tiffany.
Yeah, she never called me. How sad is that? I know.
It is sad.
That is kind of like a sad story. It ends up
She lost the number. She would have called.
No. She was just being nice. I was
crazy. Why did she need a personal assistant if she's just playing in a bar by herself?
Because she was going to Europe. She had a European tour.
Oh.
And I thought that, and then it's like, I kind of thought that like I was going to get famous without realizing that she wasn't even famous anymore.
Uh-uh.
I didn't think that one through. It still would have been fun.
It's
you know, that'd
been,
that'd been a good story.
Yeah. Yeah.
Pocket Rocker. Now I don't actually remember a Pocket Rocker.
Google one. You'll remember. I had Tiffany, I Think We're Alone Now on Pocket Rocker. Pocket Rockers. Not Pocket Rocket.
I didn't do Pocket Rocket.
They say those little bitty cassette players, and they had their little own cartridge type things. Yeah.
Yeah. They had like Footloose.
Aren't they cute?
They are cute.
And
that's fun.
They had like a little strap. You can like put it on, you know, like your belt loop. And
oh my gosh, did you guys have a Pocket Rocker? You should message us and let us know. That looks really fun. I did not have one.
I love
so
it. I wish I'd kept
cool
it. I wish I'd kept mine. It still worked up until the day I got rid of it.
The Rat Pack.
Mm-hmm.
There was also the Untouchables. Wait, the Untouchables, right? Where they all had, like, their sleeves rolled up. They were all in the white t-shirts. It had, like, Tom Cruise, although
The Outsiders.
The Outsiders.
Yeah.
I keep wondering.
S.E. Hinton wrote the book.
Yeah, have you read the book? Yeah. Mm-hmm. A long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
That was a.
It's a great book. You got the Greasers and the Socias.
Yeah,
yeah. That was a star-studded cast.
Wait, so then with the Rat Pack, then there was also then the Breakfast Club.
Yeah.
So we were little, but mm-hmm. we also have older siblings that were really into
that
it.
Were into,
so then
yeah.
we remember watching it with them.
Yeah.
So, right. Mm-hmm. Molly Ringwald.
Yes.
Every little girl and teenage girl wanted to be her.
Mm-hmm. mm-hmm.
What is she doing now? She's doing some acting, a little bit of acting. Probably, like, has a cookbook out.
I think she's selling Mary Kay.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I wish I could buy my. I wish I could buy Mary Kay from her. Could you imagine if Molly Ringwald was your Mary Kay rap?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
She does have a flawless complexion. Very milky.
That would be so. It's mm-hmm. still a pretty milky complexion.
It's still milky.
I'd spray tan it if I was. I'd be like, well, this is a little pasty. You know what I mean?
Like, put some bronzer on that.
What harm? There's no harm in putting a little bronzer on it.
Looking a little pasty, Ringwald.
After all these years, you're still pasty?
Mm-hmm.
She's like, shut up.
Get some vitamin D, Ringwald.
Okay, so this is very 80s to me, Pete's Dragon.
Yeah.
I was obsessed with Pete's Dragon. Mm-hmm. I had to watch it every day.
Yeah.
I watched it so much that my VHS tape broke, mm-hmm. and my mom sent my sister, who's 10 years older, who had just started driving, out to go get another cassette tape at the store because I was crying because I needed to watch Pete's Dragon.
Yeah.
I think there's just something about that really cute cartoon dragon that I just wanted one for myself, too.
It was cute. I wasn't quite as obsessed with it as
you don't
were,
quite have that
but
same
it was
story.
A good. It was good. It was a good one.
Because that reminds me of, like, American Tail.
Yeah.
Fievel. I remember making my mom watch it with me when he got separated from his parents. It made me so sad.
Oh, I just thought of one. The Brave Little Toaster. You remember The Brave Little Toaster?
No.
Oh, great. And, no, not oh, great that you didn't remember, but it was great. Fern Gully.
I remember Fern Gully.
I actually bought that off Amazon for my daughter a few years ago on DVD, and she wasn't even impressed. I was like, it's Fern Gully, girl.
When was The Little Mermaid? Was that the 80s?
I think that was early 90s,
We were little. We loved it.
We were little. I was maybe 8 or 9, so yeah, maybe the 80s. Yeah, I had it on VHS.
Yeah, so did I. What was, like, before The Little Mermaid? Anything?
Disney?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was after. That was 90s.
Yeah, I had a lot of Disney movies on, I had, like, The Fox and the Hound. That's way, or no.
There's Bambi, earlier.
Yeah.
That kind of reminds me of, like, Saturday cartoons. Do you remember when Saturday morning was like, yes!
It was exciting.
Oh, my gosh, it was so exciting. There was Looney Tunes, which we need to bring back Looney Tunes.
Yeah, and not, like, weird. You know how, like, they update the cartoons now and everything looks weird? It needs to be the original old-school Looney Tunes.
I want Pepe Le Pew back.
Yes.
Yosemite Sam. Mm-hmm.
Not in HD.
There's nothing funnier than Yosemite Sam getting super pissed off at Bugs Bunny, falling through a trap door, and then cussing him down. Like, of course, he's like, frickin' it, all the way down until he hits the ground.
Foghorn Leghorn.
Yes.
I said.
Oh, I love the one where the woman's obsessed with him.
Yeah.
So he's like, I don't need your love to keep me warm. Yeah. I say, I got my feathers to keep me warm. he's all beat up.
Because
whatever she did to him got him all wrecked. I know, it was good.
Oh, that was a good impression.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Cabbage Patch Kids.
Xavier Roberts on the left butt cheek. You know, he signed them all on the butt.
Really?
What, Anna?
I don't know if
every Cabbage
that.
Patch has got a Xavier Roberts name tattooed on its A cheeks. You didn't know that.
How did I? I probably did, and I've just forgotten.
You just didn't get yours naked, I guess.
I had a Cabbage Patch, and I had like a horse with it. I loved the horse.
Did it have like the yarn hair? Like
Yeah. And
their shoes. Remember their shoes with like big bowls?
Yes, they were.
Like you could eat out of
them? Yeah, those were fun shoes.
Mm-hmm.
So that reminds me then, of course, of Gem and the Holograms.
I loved it.
I have to be honest, though, I barely remember Gem.
Oh, I was obsessed. I had the doll, and it had a switch on her neck, and it made her earrings glow. I still have the cassette tape at home that came with the doll.
I remember having the cassette tape. I remember the doll. I remember mine had a radio.
Truly, truly, truly outrageous.
Yes. She's truly, and actually, Hoo-Ha's, when I first started it, we said that we were, like Gem, we were truly outrageous.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I kind of feel like a poser now because I barely remember the actual episodes.
It was great.
But they are coming out with a new movie.
It's out.
And I've heard that people are really pissed off because it's not like the original, and it should have been.
I didn't go see it. My daughter went with some friends to see it, and she thought it was truly outrageous.
Well, she,
but she didn't know,
but
what
she
to compare it to.
Compare it to, exactly.
Yeah, she didn't know what to compare it to.
Okay, so one thing that I really remember is in the 80s, American Girl had just started to become really amazing, and I loved Molly.
Yeah.
She had the glasses.
Yeah.
She was Depression-era Molly.
Right.
I even got, like, for one Christmas, her plaid backpack over the shoulder satchel.
Mm-hmm.
And then it came with, like, these times table cards and all of that. So that was really amazing.
She had a penny. Didn't she have, like, a penny or a coin or something in her pocket? Molly did?
Oh, man.
My daughter has Molly now. I had Kirsten.
You had Kirsten. Because she was kind of blonde, isn't she?
She was blonde and had a little pigtails.
She
was like from 1894 or something. Yeah, yeah.
That was really good. And so they have like tons of different kinds of girls now.
Oh,
it's just ridiculous.
Yeah, my daughter has like five of them.
And then you can you can even get like an American girl to look like the
can't
you?
Yeah.
That's crazy. Yeah, we didn't have that luxury back then. I picked Molly, the girl with the glasses, because I had glasses.
Oh.
So what about Alf? That was a good show. I want to bring back an episode. Do you remember? I remember there were very fleeting moments where they would show his whole little cute body.
Yeah. Hey, you just wanted to pick him up.
I know. He was so cute.
I had the doll, and like you'd press his paw, and he'd say, "A penny for your thoughts." And he had like the big wart on his nose.
Yes.
And he said something else, but all I remember is, "A penny for your thoughts." I don't know.
I remember I was at a girlfriend's house down the street. My mom called at the house, and she's like, "Alf is on. We're all watching it." And I hopped on my bike and ran home to watch Alf.
I loved it. He was a comedic genius.
So that had all of the TGIF, which that kind of started in the late 80s. I think it was more like 89. So that's when Family Matters was on.
Yeah.
That's when...
Full House.
Although I don't think that was during TGIF, right?
I don't know.
Of course there was Full House.
It was eventually, but maybe it didn't start on TGIF.
I saw Dave Coulier live.
Yeah, you told me that.
And the fact that I still think the rumor is true that You Ought to Know was written about him really bothers me. Because it's like, Alanis, the most incredible kick-ass breakup anthem is about Dave Coulier? I mean, that's a hard pill to swallow.
I zoned out for a minute because I was thinking of him with like that woodchuck on his arm. Remember when
yes.
he did like the impressions and he lived in the basement?
Yes.
He should have got. Why didn't Joey get an apartment at some point? I mean,
well,
that's really got to kill his game to be bringing home the ladies.
Well, because they all had to like help raise the kids, but at some
point. Oh, it didn't
like,
take a village.
Yeah, it didn't need that many people.
That was a lot of men raising those kids.
Yeah, it was. It was. And then, I said Family Ties already.
Yeah.
I remember Justine Bateman. She was so funny. And she's actually still funny, but I just saw a picture of her, and she looked road hard and put away wet.
Did she?
So let me Google her.
I still love Jason Bateman, though.
Oh, gosh, he's so good.
I love Jason Bateman.
Yeah,
Jason,
so I
if you're
feel
listening,
like just,
give us a call,
I
please.
Feel like Justine didn't age very well.
Let me see Justine. We're Googling.
Look.
Oh, no.
Look, can you believe that's her?
It's like Juliette Lewis took something.
Yes. She's
bad.
Turned into like a bad Juliette Lewis.
Yeah. She looked, no, that's
look.
A really bad, yeah.
Look.
She
like,
looks
she
like somebody
drugs?
Hanging around at a truck stop.
Yeah, so I can't tell if she's on drugs or what happened to her.
Oh, Justine.
I know. Isn't that sad?
I'm so sorry.
I know.
Oh, and she was so cute.
And
wasn't
Justin,
she sweet?
And Justin looks just as cute as ever. I'm like, go figure.
Jason.
Yeah. Oh, Jason. Did I just say Justin?
You did.
Oh, no. What is this?
What
oh,
is
it's almost
it?
Like she's anorexic-y.
Justine. Eat a wheat thin.
Eats more than one. Five.
Eat some wheat thins.
Do something.
Sandy Duncan. Yeah. She looks bad. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Then there was Charles in Charge.
Yeah. Of our days and our nights. I love Scott Baio. I loved him.
Yeah. He was cute.
He was cute.
Was like the babysitter, right?
He was, yeah. Yeah.
Growing Pains, of course.
Mm-hmm.
That had
Alan Thicke.
Leonardo DiCaprio showed up.
Oh,
of course, there was Kirk.
Mm-hmm. I love Kirk. He's gotten
a little wacky.
He's still sweet, though. Don't you think Kirk Cameron's sweet?
He's sweet, but he said something kind of crazy the last time, and it was just a little over the top. And I was like, reel it back, Kirk.
Reel it back. Bless him.
Reel it back.
I named my Cabbage Patch after him. My Cabbage Patch was named Kirk.
You would.
Oh, he was precious.
Okay, you guys. Mm-hmm. My buddy.
My buddy.
Wherever he goes, I go. My buddy. My buddy and me. Kid sister. Kid sister. Wherever she goes, I go. Wait, no, I said that backwards.
I'm gonna go,
kid sister and me. I just looked up what those dolls Bing. Look like, and they look like freaking Chucky.
I didn't see.
Creepy as hell.
The box was huge; like you could fit in the box that it came in.
Okay, so my buddy,
mm-hmm.
my buddy, and then kid sister,
mm-hmm.
creepy.
Yeah, I remember them.
Look at how creepy they look now.
Yeah, I remember them. They had real soft bodies. And real hard faces.
They were a real pal. A real friend.
They were good. They got me through some tough times.
They're like, when you're lonely and have no friends,
mm-hmm.
carry around this creepy doll and talk to it.
I did.
But, ooh, look at this. Oh, yeah. That's a creepy doll.
The freckles. Yeah.
Did you tell, like, your buddy, like,
no, I had a kid sister, and we rode my big wheel.
Big wheel.
I had a Cabbage Patch big wheel.
God, do you remember when your big wheel plastic tire would go flat?
Oh, yes.
Oh, and you would just skid and skid. You just skid in place
on your big wheel. That's exactly right. Oh, yes. Sometimes you get like a rock or something embedded in it and mess you up.
Yes.
Oh, I loved it. Mine had a basket on it, and I'd put my kid sister in it and take her on the driveway.
Just skid in the cement.
And skid around.
Just skid with that flat front wheel.
I remember those things. I never had them. Those wrestling buddies. The Hulk Hogan wrestling. What were they called?
Well, oh, yeah. I don't know.
I remember those. I bet my husband had one.
There's Teddy Ruxpin.
Yes,
remember,
he is.
He's like, he'd haunt your dreams. Talking.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'd put like my gym tape in my Teddy Ruxpin. He wouldn't like sing the words, but it would play.
Oh, what?
Yeah, it was like a tape player and
oh
a bear.
My gosh.
Yeah.
Yeah, he could get scary, but that was a fun gift.
He hurt. I would sleep with him.
He was not cuddly.
And like his big, hard, mechanical back would like
yes.
hit you in the face.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Yes. Yes. Yes.
He was a good friend, though. He was a good buddy.
That's good.
I love a storyteller.
Mine was more of like, you know.
Mm hmm.
Yeah, as we talked about, American Girl,
yeah.
my Molly doll.
Mm-hmm.
But,
mm-hmm.
Okay, so you said Small Wonder was something that you remember.
Yeah, I used to watch it every afternoon. The girl was a robot.
Yes.
And they kept her like she was part of the family.
Yes.
But she like had to charge up in a closet or something.
Yes, yes, yes.
Her name was Vicky.
Yes.
And that's all I really remember.
And like, did the parents not know she was a robot? Was she hidden from the family? And
no,
the
parents knew. No, the dad made her or something, right? Like the dad was a scientist or something. He made, but nobody else knew she was a robot.
It's like I get flashes of it in my mind, but I can't totally form the...
And like she'd get stuck sometimes. I'm like, I. And then like I have to put some WD-40 on her or something. She'd be all right.
I wonder what that actress is doing now.
Mm-hmm.
She's probably sad somewhere.
I hope not.
Well, I
hope she's
seen her
okay.
since.
I don't know. We may
okay,
have seen it
so
or no.
Electric Youth.
Uh-huh. Debbie Gibson. The perfume.
Yes.
It had a little squiggle. You remember the perfume bottle?
Yes.
It had like a little
yes.
spiral thing
yes.
in there and it would squirt out. Yeah.
Yes. Also.
Smelt like crap.
Exclamation.
Yeah.
I talked about this in the last podcast where when I peed my friend's mom's snow pants, I totally unloaded my whole bladder.
I need to be listening to the podcast.
Yeah. So I was telling a story about how when I was like 10 or 12, my girlfriend we went to go sledding, and so her mom let me wear her snow pants, uh-huh. and I had to pee, but I didn't want to get out of my snow pants because, you know, that's a pain in the ass.
Yeah.
So I just, like, sucked it up, and we had, instead of a sled, her mom had bought these, like, sled shoes, and they were basically, like, death traps that she slapped under your feet. The minute she put her shoes on, she ended up, like, booking it down the hill with, like, fire sparks coming off the back, screaming bloody murder on her feet. And so I was laughing so hard that I unleashed my full bladder in her mom's snow pants. And so I got scared. And she's like, here's what we'll do. We'll air dry them in the guest bedroom closet. So we went to go check on them to see if they were dry yet. And the whole hallway reeked like piss. So she's like, okay, backup plan. Let's spray exclamation all over it. So we sprayed exclamation perfume all over the pants. Her mom, she was like, how come the guest bedroom closet smells like urine and perfume and my snow pants are in there? I'm like, hubbada, 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 hubbada.
Oh, yeah. No.
Yeah.
It smells like urine! Exclamation.
Okay, what about those slap bracelets?
Oh, they hurt so bad.
And then they had to, like, recall them because they were, like, poisonous.
Yeah, poisonous?
Yeah, it was like the metal was, like, getting into your skin or something, and they were dangerous. They had to recall them.
You know what? My son bought home a slap bracelet a few weeks ago out of the treasure box, and it was made out of plastic.
Yeah.
It wasn't a metal slap bracelet.
Yeah, they took out, it was made out of lead, and it was either cutting kids or it was some type of danger.
It was a weapon.
So they stopped making it. It could be.
Hmm.
Yeah, we thought those were badass.
You ever just go slap somebody in the face with one?
Oh, yeah. Easily. Mm-hmm. Easily.
You remember those little things you like click, those clicking balls? Like it was two balls on the end of like triangles, and you'd click them and then they'd knock back and forth.
Yes.
I remember those when I had slap bands. I had slap bands and those clicking balls.
What about the pen that had the different color on the ends? So it was like a white pen.
Yes.
And then you would click down the color you wanted, then you'd write with it.
It had like pink and purple and all. Yes. Do they still make those?
I thought I saw one. I don't know what it's called, but
all those were the best. And like you'd write your name and you'd use like a different color for each letter or something. Yeah, and bubble letters.
They should make something like that for kids.
Surely they do.
They have one pen that had. Yeah, I'm sure they do. We just don't know about it. Yeah.
Oh, I'm so glad you thought of that.
Yeah,
that was one of my favorite moments. Yeah.
Pogo balls.
Yeah. I was a big kid, so mine went flat.
Okay, wait. Was that the one? Is that the one that was like Saturn?
Yes.
And you put your feet.
Yes. It was a pogo stick, but a ball.
Yes.
God forbid it went flat because you'd be nah, 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 nah. And then you'd be like spill out on the street like an egg.
Yes, I remember pogo balls. I sucked at it.
Mine was purple and lime green. I'll never forget it.
Ooh, were you good at it?
I was fat. It wasn't good at it.
So was I, and I wasn't good at it either.
That pogo ball saw me coming and would just deflate on its own. Just like, When I put that big girl on my rings.
It's like, oh no.
Turn it.
Oh no.
I used to try to, we had like a speed bump. I remember trying to hop over the speed bump. Like huge. And I'd like use my upper body weight to like.
To like really lurch like over it.
It looked like a cow vomiting or like dry heaving.
Trying to lurch over this.
Yeah. And I'm like, I'm going to make it. And then the ball would go. It was terrible. I remember the day I threw it in the garbage. I remember being like, I'm over this. I'll never be good at this.
It just like hurt our pride.
It did.
Yeah. It just hurt my pride. So, it just wasn't worth it.
So I went in.
It made me feel bad about myself.
Went in and ate a push pop.
Yeah, ate a push pop.
Hugged my buddy. Yeah.
Had like grabbed like three otter pops because I knew it was coming back for more.
Drank those little mugs. You remember the little mug juices that look like little barrels and you stick a straw on the top?
Yes. Yes.
Suck them down and gain another 20 pounds. And then go to Showbiz Pizza.
Which was, it's now called Chuck E. Cheese. Mm-hmm. But when we were 80s kids, knew Showbiz Pizza.
This big Showbiz
brand. And that is like, yes, I remember. Then you would go to like the showroom and watch the entertainment.
Yes.
And that was creepy.
They had like the band.
Yes, and, like, the mechanical band.
Yep.
They're all, I remember one time I looked under her skirt and it was all mechanics, like metal mechanics. That kind of screws you up as a kid. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like that messed with me. I was like, I just feel like I shouldn't have seen that.
Uh-uh.
You know?
Yeah.
That hurt. That hurt. Okay, what about when you went to McDonald's, the Hamburglers?
I went to McDonald's a lot.
Yeah.
Hence the pogo ball fiasco.
Hamburglers. There was like the...
The Moonheads.
The Moonheads. Wasn't there...
There was something else that was... help us, folks. Help us.
Wait, Hamburglar, the Hamburglar was the one that kind of had like the mask because he was stealing the hamburgers.
Bandit.
The bandit.
Yeah.
And then there was the moon-shaped ones. There was something else.
There was something else, and I can see it, but I can't think of what it was.
Oh, crap.
Somebody call us in.
Yeah, call in.
555. Someone. Yeah.
I'll be back in Omaha by the time you call, but whatever. Okay, Tab. You love Tab.
I love it. I'd take a swig off my mom's Tab every chance I got. With that aspartame?
Yeah.
Another reason I couldn't get on the pogo ball.
Full force aspartame.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, He-Man and She-Ra.
Yes.
We were both talking earlier that I had the He-Man doll and the She-Ra doll.
Mm-hmm. With the little wings.
Yes. Yes.
Grayskull Castle.
Now, She-Ra's character, she was just like a superhero. Was there anything special about her? I can't remember.
She had wings and rode a horse, didn't she?
Yeah, she did. Her and He-Man were like boyfriend and girlfriend, though, for a little while. I remember there was like a cartoon episode where she kissed him.
They had something going on. Yeah.
Yeah, they had something. They had some kind of romance.
They were phenomenal. They were like American gladiators. They were phenomenal.
That reminds me of Smurfs.
Yeah.
Which is like, of course, Smurfs is amazing. Wuzzles.
Mm-hmm. They were hybrid animals.
Yes.
Bumble Lion, Ella Roo. Yes.
We already talked about Teddy Ruxpin. Look at how I spelled that. Whatever.
Yeah, did you mean to do that? It's Ruxpin.
I think
that, I think it like that.
I think it auto-corrected.
It's like a band on Teddy Rux.
Yeah, I think it auto-corrected. Gremlins scared the crap out of us. I was not allowed to watch it, but I still saw it somehow. Snuck it. My brother watched it. Who knows?
I watched it young. It didn't bother me.
When they turned really nasty and scary?
I let my daughter watch it when she was four.
She didn't scare her?
She still hates... Yes, it terrified her. She will still bring up. I'm serious. She and my husband will give me a glare like this. She's like, Mama let me watch Gremlins when I was four.
It just
Mama.
Terrified her.
It terrified her. I was a hardcore kid. Like, I watched... I didn't get scared of things.
Yeah.
I still love horror. I'm not scared of, you know, scary movies. And I thought it was Halloween... When she was four, and I was like, oh, let's watch Gremlins. She's like, okay, let's watch Gremlins. And then she was like, you know.
And they were so cute. He was so cute. What was
Gizmo.
His name? Gizmo. So cute.
Oh, she loved Gizmo, but then like when, you know, Rocky
ones.
Or whatever his name was came out with like the Spike. That
yes.
one.
Yes.
I finally had to just turn it off in the middle of it. My husband's like, you've ruined her. You've ruined it.
Me too. Now, Saved by the Bell, of course.
Yeah.
That was late 80s, but that was when they were like in middle school.
Mm-hmm.
So it wasn't even like the cast that we all kind of know and love. It had, what was that blonde? That...
Hayley Mills was in it.
Yeah,
she
Hayley
was the
Mills.
Teacher. Lisa Turtle was in it.
Yeah.
Zach was in it. And Screech. I think those were the only three originals. And then there was the little guy, Max.
Yes.
Little Italian kid.
I feel bad for him because he was like, man, I was so close to
they booted him out.
Crazy fame.
Yeah.
And I lost it.
They kicked him out before high school years. Bless him.
God, I love Saved by the Bell. I watched that crap. It came out on Saturdays like at 11.
It's on Netflix now. My daughter watches it now. She loves it.
So good.
Loves it.
There was the Huffy bike.
With streamers.
Of course, we all had that. We talked about Care Bears, right?
I don't know.
Wait, isn't that what you... No, you said Cabbage Patch had the thing. We haven't talked about Care Bears. Of course, we had Care Bears.
Care Bear Stare.
Uh-huh. That roller skating was at its prime.
Yeah.
Was at its prime. We'd go to the roller skating rink, couple skate with our boyfriends or who we wanted to be our boyfriend at the time. Reebok pumps. That's when the pump got serious. And you could actually kind of feel it, but I don't really know what the point was.
It kind of constricted. It was kind of uncomfortable.
It was. Like, it hurt.
It's like wearing, like having a sprained ankle and you had to, like, wrap it.
Yeah, so like, yeah, exactly. So what's the point of squeezing around your foot like that? That was weird.
It's a household name.
Yeah.
That's all I was.
Yeah, exactly. Light brights.
Yeah.
That was
I
fun.
I love the light bright. Yeah, I wish that was I had fun. One right now.
Yeah. We'd make something amazing out of it. Probably.
I would, like, you remember it on the commercials, always like the clown face?
Yes.
Yeah. It was like one thing you could do.
Yes.
And that was it.
What, when we were, was it the 80s when, I feel like I've talked about this recently. Did you ever have it where you would go into that, this like dome? I remember we went into, oh, was that the 90s? Oh, I don't know. We went into this like dome at school that was like blown up and then we'd see the stars in the dome. Did you ever have something like that?
I don't think so. Like a planetarium?
Yes, it was. And we'd go into the gym and we'd get to sit inside and learn about the stars. It was really fun. You didn't have anything like that?
I had glow-in-the-dark stars on my ceiling.
Yeah, I did too. I did too. I thought that was like so cool. Mm-hmm. Okay, we were also talking about combos. Eating like cheddar cheese.
I was a fat kid.
Cheddar cheese combos.
Pizza.
I wanted to bring up Crystal Pepsi. Mm-hmm. But that ended up being the 90s. But I remember when that came out, I was like, sweet, I gotta have some. Mm-hmm. It was weird.
It was weird.
It just didn't feel right.
Do you remember they came out with purple ketchup? Do you remember that?
Yes, that
and
was...
And it was really weird because it tasted the same, but it just blew your mind to dip your french fries in something purple.
Yeah.
That's how the Crystal Pepsi was, kind of.
Exactly. It just didn't work. It just didn't, your mind couldn't jive with
I couldn't comprehend.
It didn't work.
Yeah.
Our TVs were like that big box on the ground.
Mm-hmm. Zenith.
Yes.
Quasar.
Exactly.
Had like a flower arrangement on top of the television or something, you know, like family portrait. Everybody looking slightly to the left.
Yes.
And the VCR.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. I remember laying on my stomach just on the floor watching TV with my parents. Watching it on, you know, on the couch or whatever.
It was a piece of furniture.
It was. It was totally a piece of furniture. Mm-hmm. Precious Moments, of course.
Yeah.
The little figurines. I had the Precious Moments Bible.
Oh, yeah. I did too.
Then I have, like, Tony the Tiger. God, the 80s were good. That was good living.
You miss Popples. You got to bring up Popples.
Wait, Popples.
You didn't have a Popple, but somebody listening had a Popple.
What was
Please call say, in if you had a Popple.
Say what a Popple is again.
It's the little, sweet little... You should have Googled it. The sweet little stuffed animal, and you could, like, flip it into itself, and it turned into a ball.
That's right. And did you have, like, multiple ones?
I had one, and I still have it. He was pink.
You should have brought it.
Didn't think. I usually bring him when I go places.
Oh, man, the 80s, they were good.
They were good.
That was a fun time.
They were. Happy time. Happy times.
Now look at what our kids, I mean, no internet. We had no idea internet was happening.
No.
And then it's like now the kids have these phones and it's good for them, but it's also scary. We have to like put all these parental controls on them.
It's really terrifying. Like sickos prowling on the internet.
I think like the worst we could do is maybe our friend's dad had Playboys or something. That was probably the worst trouble we could get into back then.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, gosh. God, my throat hurts. I feel like we've been talking so much.
My back hurts.
Yeah, this is...
Have you noticed I keep doing like this for the last...
I've had like, my throat. I feel like I kind of feel like I sound like John Goodman. To be honest with you, I sort of look like him right now because we've eaten, we've had a lot of beer, we've had a lot of burgers.
I've had a lot of burgers, yeah. But I didn't get as many as I could have.
We got room service. That's true.
If the man downstairs would give me just one more.
We got room service. Susanna's just such a... polite, gentle eater, but she ate her whole giant plate. It took her about an hour.
I had like carpal tunnel in my face.
She did her face from chewing.
From my jaw. I chewed for an hour.
just to get through this giant plate of food, but you made it through.
I burned more calories chewing the food than actually consuming it.
Yeah. So anyway, I think I'm going to get a glass of water. But anyway, Nashville's been fun.
I'm so glad you came.
I'm glad I came too. It was a really good time. It's good to see you in person.
I know.
Yeah. She's tall. She's not as tall. She scared me like she was going to be really freaky tall. But she is tall. If you ever see Susanna in person, she's tall.
5'11".
I'm normal.
You are normal. You are normal.
I'm not, you know, I think I'm like 5'4". But what, how tall are you?
5'11".
When I was wearing my boots that I wore downtown and that gave me blisters and my quads hurt today because of them, you weren't that far off. But today I wore like flats.
Yeah.
And then I was like, oh crap, now there's a difference.
The towering behemoth.
Every time we took a selfie, you had to squat.
I did.
You're not that bad.
Behemoth or behemoth?
Behemoth, I think. I don't know.
What?
We were both on our periods. I talked about my period. Oh, she's a Southern Belle now.
Speak for yourself. I don't know what that
means. She's a Southern Belle now.
I didn't think we were going to get that personal. I thought we were going to talk about popples and end this.
No, in my last podcast, I talked fully about my period, so much so that people probably quit early. Oh, look at how she gets shy. She's blushing.
I'm not blushing. My back is hurting. I need
okay. We're going to wrap this up anyway. Thank you so much for hanging out with us tonight.
Aww.
Susanna, it was so fun hanging out with you. Oh, so by the way, we were outside and some woman goes, hey, she goes, what I thought she said was, you two are beautiful. So I turn around and I go, thank you. And she goes, no. Looks at Susanna, your shoes are beautiful. So I was like, well, that's... She should have just been gracious.
She should have said, you're welcome, and kept walking.
Yeah, just, she corrected me. That was embarrassing.
My shoes are beautiful, though.
Well, apparently they're more beautiful
than I am.
They're
more beautiful than I am. She didn't say I was. She said my feet. She didn't say my pinky toe with the jelly problems, though.
All right, everybody. Well, thank you for joining us. Again, Susanna, thank you for joining.
Thank you, Anna.
We'll see you guys next time, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.